Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
But joining us right now on the River Islands guest line is none other than receiving great Plaxico Burress, also with Fox Sports Radio as well. Plaxico, it's great to have you on the show here on Willard and Dibbs 95.7 The Game. Thank you for doing it.
Man, all good, man. I thank you guys for having me on, man. And let it not be known that we are still prevalent out there with you guys. Draymond Green, Michigan State, that is my brother. Let's go.
Ooh. Let's go.
Okay, now that you Spartans. Did that, I'm going to just tell everybody, maybe we get a Dubs question in at the back end of this because of that. So I love that, Plaxico, but we do want to talk about the Niners, their receiving situation, everything that's going into it right now. First and foremost, Ricky Pearsall has really, really popped so far this season. Wonder if you've taken a look at him yet, what your thoughts are there.
I have, man. I think he's a great young talent out of the University of Florida. You know, obviously, Debo has moved on, trying to get Brandon Ayuk healthy and CMC. But I really do think that Pearsall, if he can be one of those guys that Kyle Shanahan can lean on to lead this passing game moving forward with the development of Brock Purdy, I think it's going to be very good.
What's the biggest challenge for a young receiver when you have to step up and become the one?
Man, it's tough. It really is. It's not as easy as everybody think it is, man. The speed of the game, digesting the offense, being able to compartmentalize every aspect of what position they're going to play. Because when I came in the game, man, I was X. Hines Ward was a Z, and obviously Jerome Bettis played running back. But now the game is so complex to where you have to learn every position. And I think that's one of the things that is, really hurting a lot of receivers moving on, getting into the next level. But I think Ricky is going to be a really good receiver moving forward. But if you really want to be versatile, they have this saying, the law of the niche, the more you can do, the more value you have. So you really have to learn the wide receiver position from every spot on the field.
Plaxico Burress is with us here on Willard and Dibbs. Plax, I want to ask you, you mentioned Brandon Ayuk's name, and I'm kind of projecting forward and wondering how this is going to go. The Niners do like Ricky Pearsall. Juwan Jennings has established himself as a piece of the puzzle here, and they just got DeMarcus Robinson back off of suspension, and he had a great camp. Meantime, they announced today that Brandon is not close, but he's making 30 mil. Plax, like, how does this whole thing fit in when Brandon gets back?
Man, it's a different day and age. So, obviously, Brandon's getting paid with the number that you just said, and obviously Ricky is doing a great job, and Juwan Jennings. So, you have to be able to continue to get better offensively, because I will believe that everybody in the Bay Area wants to continue to see Brock Purdy elevate and get better as a quarterback, and he's going to need all of those guys on his side if he wants to continue to be better as a quarterback. Kyle Shanahan included. I played against John Lynch several years, so I understand his defensive concept. But if you want to win in this league, you have to have a defense. Obviously, with Bosa going down, that hurts them. But from a offensive standpoint, you got to got to try to keep you guys healthy as you possibly can. And, you know, Brock Purdy, he's going to continue to elevate as a lead wide receiver. And but he's going to need those guys to be healthy if he wants to be considered to be a great quarterback.
And they're trying to keep everyone healthy, obviously, and Christian McCaffrey may be chief among them. I'm thinking about Tiki Barber on your team, and I'm looking here. He had 411 touches 1 year. Was there any talk in the locker room among the team about maybe trying to bubble wrap Tiki or maybe not giving him that many touches? Because that's what we hear out here in San Francisco.
Not at all. Because, I mean, obviously, you guys have a great talent in Kittles. I had a great tight end in Jeremy Shockey. I had a great wide receiver inside of me and Amani Toomer, obviously myself. And San Francisco has the same thing. But you guys are playing in a very tough division. So to move forward, Kyle Shanahan trying to get to a divisional champion, conference champion, and get back to the Super Bowl, it's going to be a little tough for you guys. I'm not even going to front. But for Brock Purdy's maturation, he is going to have everybody healthy for the San Francisco 49ers to get back to a championship game.
Plaxico Burress is with us. And Plax, since you bring up Purdy, I mean, let's dive in. The guy is such, and I get, to me, it's a head scratcher, but he's such a lightning rod. Nobody would suggest that coaching doesn't matter. It does. The good teammates, of course, and good teammates around you. It also matters. However, that does, it leads us down the road where certain quarterbacks get labeled as, well, the only reason you're succeeding is because what's going on around you. Do you buy that? What's your view on Brock and the success he's had?
I do. Man, listen, I've had the phenomenal opportunity of playing beside two great Hall of Fame quarterbacks. One in Ben Roethlisberger, and one in Eli Manning, and I know what it takes from a quarterbacking standpoint to be elite and to be great. And I was instrumented into both of those guys from a player standpoint, trying to help the organization and them to be great. And for Brock moving forward, I think that some of the absences, I'm just being honest. Some of the absences that he has had, I believe that some of the deficiencies of him being a quarterback are going to show up, and it's normal. And Debo being in Washington, obviously Brandon Ayuk not being there, and Bosa being out, it's going to be a struggle for those guys in the NFC West. I get it, and I understand. But for him, he's going to have to continue to study and be better. You look at some of these great and good quarterbacks that are moving forward without the elite receivers. I believe that Justin Herbert is on that path. I believe that Jordan Love is on that path. And he's going to be one of those guys to not have elite receivers, but you still have to find a way to be an elite quarterback.
And what are those attributes that make you an elite quarterback just on your own? If you don't have the talent around you, what does Brock Purdy need to have to still be elite without those guys?
Study, study, study. They have to be so immersed in the playbook, and they have to learn it. It's like it's breathing. It has to become second nature to them to have everybody on the same page and to have a rapport with the wide receivers and the tight ends and the whole entire offense around him. He has to breathe it, live it, see it, and perform. I've been around it, and he's going to have to go through a transformation process as a quarterback to develop and really understand the whole concept of the offense and make those guys in the huddle believe what he's saying.
Plaxico Burress is with us. Plax, let's talk about the Niner opponent quarterback this week. What's your take on Trevor Lawrence? Has he had a difficult landing spot with a lot of different coaches, or has he just been a disappointment?
I won't say he's been a disappointment. I mean, obviously, the contract weighs on a lot of guys. I haven't really had an opportunity to really delve into his performance as far as a contractual standpoint. But I guess they have Travis Henry now. But I think from Jacksonville, for him, he's going into his fifth year, I believe?
Yep.
He's going into his fifth year. And there has to be some kind of transformation. Are you getting better? Or are you getting worse? And I think that's one of the decisions that the Jacksonville organization is going to have to make moving forward. But he already has the contract, so they're stuck with him. So now, how can we put these pieces of the puzzle together to get him back to what the player that they drafted from college? We don't know what that is. Nobody does until this point. But I hope that for himself and the organization, that they can put some pieces around him to develop the kind of quarterback that they drafted.
And how much of that is not only the players around him, but also the system? And you had me thinking about Eli Manning and his kind of up and down career until things got really good. What was it like for Eli in the time you were there?
Well, first of all, Eli didn't get good until I got there. I mean, let's not make no mistake about it. And he got good when I get there, and I laugh when I say it. And it happens. And I came from a great organization in the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, losing two AFC championship games in 4 years to Tom Brady and New England, watching them walk off into the, Super Bowl. They came in to beat us at home to go to the Super Bowl, and just, get to New York and watching him grow. And he became one of the elite quarterbacks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
In the NFL, and myself, Jeremy Tiki, and David Dill moving from left guard to left tackle, which made a significant difference. And then we bought him McKenzie at right tackle, and Tiki had one of the best prolific seasons in NFL history. But if you look at it, you just hope that Trevor Lawrence and that organization can get to where to the player that they drafted.
Plax, I want to know how being a Super Bowl champion changed your life. And I ask it through this sort of lens. Niner fans, we got a whole generation of them, even though the history of the organization is great, that have never seen it happen, because it hasn't happened now for right. over 30 years. You watched Eli Manning go from what you just said, kind of a debatable quarterback, to suddenly a Super Bowl champion, and that's what I think a lot of Niner fans want to see happen for Brock Purdy. How does that change the way people look at you?
I want to say how it changed the way they look at you. Eli was he's highly intelligent. I don't want to get it misconstrued. We joke around and we laugh a lot. But when he got in the huddle and he was on the center on the shotgun, he's highly intelligent of the game. He knew exactly what was going on around him, defensive-wise, front-wise, and he needed to make a hot read or whatever the case may be. And he has some good players around him. But I would never take away his intelligence to play the game of football. With that being said, he's a two-time world champion. And people come to me every day and ask me, is he a first ballot Hall of Famer? I say, how can he not be? He was brilliant in the times that mattered. And how was it different from being a Super Bowl champion to just a guy playing in 13 years? And just like John Elway said when he won his first one, I couldn't imagine living without it. And that's what it's all about. The Hall of Fame and all of the accolades, I get it, I understand. But until you feel that confetti fall and can say you are a world champion, my guy did it twice.
Yeah, and one time with you, and you got a touchdown in that game, and I was just looking at the box score, Plax. 9 targets, 2 catches? Could he not find you in that game? What was going on with Eli?
Man, hey, man, listen. After the NFC Championship game, after I set the record for 11 catches and 154 yards, Bill Belichick was not just going to just single cover me and let me run up and down the football field, because I had played him twice in the AFC Championship game in Pittsburgh. So we had a pretty good understanding of how you want to cover me. Hey, do you know how many times they single covered me during that game?
Probably never.
None.
It was the first third down. I made the first catch of the game on third down, and I made the last catch. And I run into Rodney Harrison all the time, and he shakes his head when he sees me. You know what he said? He wanted to check out of the defense because it was blitz cover 0. And the late, great Junior Seau looked back at Rodney, which Rodney told me, he was like, I can't change the coverage. And the rest is history.
Wow.
That's so great.
Some great names right
so
there.
So great. Hey, Plax, this has been awesome. Before you go, let's talk about your boy Draymond Green. Are the Warriors too old to compete at a high level?
Man, listen, if you're a Sparty on, Draymond is a Saginaw straggler, all right? He's never too old to win a championship. That's my brother, man. I love him to death. They are never too old to compete and win a championship because they have one of the greatest basketball players in all time, the greatest shooters of all time, Steph Curry. So they always have an opportunity. Always have an opportunity. And I'm going to get out there to watch my boy play. And the Golden State Warriors always have a chance as long as you have Steph Curry and the Saginaw Straggler on your team.
Okay, there
the
it is.
Saginaw Straggler.
There it is.
That's
Cut
great.
That. That's awesome. Hey, Plax, thanks for making the time, man. We really appreciate it. That was fun.
All right, man. Be good. Peace.
Okay, Plaxico Burress.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.